ceremony. I was not the one consecrated there. I did not change. I could not be marked that easily. Ram was only a yellow Rumo man, but he knew they were coming. He killed four of them. Then Narayan killed him, according to the women. Then Narayan and his band fought their way out of the fortress, all while I still lay unconscious. Narayan will pay. I will tear his heart out and use it to choke his goddess. They do not know what they have awakened. My strength has returned. They will pay. Long Shadow, my sister, the deceivers, Kina herself if she gets in my way. Their year of the skulls is upon them. I close the Book of Lady. Envoy, down there. Incessant winds sweep the plain of stone. It murmurs across pale gray paving that sprawls from horizon to horizon. It sings around scattered pillars. It tumbles leaves and dust come from afar and stirs the long black hair of a corpse that has lain undisturbed for generations, desiccating. Playfully, the wind tosses a leaf into the corpse's silently screaming mouth, tugs it out again. The pillars might be thought the remnants of a fallen city. They are not. They are too sparsely and randomly placed. Nor are any of them toppled or broken, though some have been etched deeply by gnawing ages of wind. And some seem nearly new, a century old at most. In the dawn and at the setting of the sun, parts of those columns catch the light and gleam golden. For a few minutes each day, auric characters burn forth from their faces. For those remembered, it is immortality of a sort. In the night, the winds die, and silence rules the place of glittering stone.
This has been an Audible Frontiers production. Executive producer, Steve Feldberg. Producer, Mike Charzik. Music by Michael Whalen. Copyright 1990 by Glenn Cook. Audio recording copyright 2010 by Audible Inc. If you enjoyed this audiobook, the rest of Glenn Cook's Black Company series is available today.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.